A group showing featuring studies and interpretations of the live model is on display this month at the Lawrence Arts Center. In our second segment today, we'll talk about the challenges of working from nude models. Three guests today. Lewis Kopp is one of the painters whose work is on display. Lewis, nice to have you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Karen Mathis is curator of this exhibit. Karen, nice to have you too.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Kent Van Dusseldorp is a model here. Kent, nice to have you too.
Thank you.
Good morning. Well, Karen, tell us about this exhibit, though. What are you aiming at here?
Well, I think my primary aim when I organized the exhibit is that we had a lot of artists drawing from the figure all over Kansas City and Lawrence, and we didn't really have a venue to show these kind of wonderful art pieces that we were doing. So I organized this, organized the Art Center exhibit.
And, Lewis, you paint the human body. How challenging is it working with live models?
Well, my main subject is landscape, but I also enjoy painting the figure because I see that as really one of the most challenging things you can do as an artist is to paint the figure.
What's so challenging about it?
You would think that we would know, you know, or come easily to drawing the figure because, you know, we see people every day, you know, we're comfortable with our own bodies. But yet when it comes to actually rendering human flesh and the light that falls on flesh, it's really, I think, very difficult. And it also translates into other things that you do.
And Karen, you paint figures too, right?
Yes.
What's the challenge for you?
Well, I think I also paint landscapes, and I think there's an added psychological layer to it because whether if you add clothing to the figure or you add any kind of facial features or expressions, it just adds another layer to the whole concept of the piece.
Lewis, what's easier to paint, good-looking people or folks who aren't so good-looking?
Well, I really enjoy doing portraits, and I've been doing figure drawing, painting all my artistic career, which goes back to college in 1967, and I've painted virtually every body shape that you can imagine. But of course, you know, attractive people are fun to paint as well. But I enjoy the challenge of painting all shapes and sizes.
Well, Karen, I've actually read that painting folks who aren't as good looking is a little more interesting because good looking people, the lines are simpler. I don't know what it is, but that's what I've read.
You know, here is the thing. I think we've drawn a lot of models, and you just don't know who's going to be the good model. I don't think it has anything to do with how attractive you are or not. I just think some people have kind of an inner essence that's interesting to draw.
Mm-hmm. You know, the idea of staring at a nude body just a few feet away, I gather maybe at first it's kind of a challenge, Lewis?
Well, I guess if you're not used to it, it can be a little disconcerting. But I the French term for drawing or painting is academy.
Mm-hmm.
And drawing from the figure has really got a long tradition in art history and painting and drawing and ever since, you know, Greek times. So it's been going on a long time in art history.
Is it a challenge for folks the first time?
I would have to say from drawing at KU, I'm kind of surprised, actually. People, I think they're okay with it.
They just sort of move right into
it. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with the model's comfort more than the people drawing them, actually. I think the model, if the model's comfortable, everyone else kind of follows suit.
And you can tell if the model's comfortable or not?
I think so.
There's just a vibe there?
I think you could tell when people are nervous or when people are uncomfortable, but I would have to say a lot of the models we work with, I'm impressed by how comfortable they are with the bodies that they have.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ken, this may be no surprise, but I posted on Facebook that you were coming in today, and the number of questions that came in from people was really amazing. You know, first some basics. How long have you been doing this posing nude for artists?
Oh, a little over 6 years.
And how did you get started in all this?
Well, I had turned 50. And I wanted to challenge myself into out of my comfort zone of what I was used to doing. And I didn't just want to become an old man that didn't do anything interesting and exciting. So I just decided that I wanted to try art modeling. Plus, I do some art. And so I also wanted to get more into the art world. So anyway, so I was challenging myself out of my comfort zone because I was not comfortable being nude in front of a bunch of people, especially strangers.
Well, that's a leap of faith, isn't it, to take that that challenge on?
Yeah, but it was... Sometimes I have difficulty doing things that are challenged to me, and that was something, the interest in being around artists overshadowed the part of me that was, okay, you're going to be naked in front of these people. And the thing is, once you're into it, immediately the fact that you're naked kind of goes away, and the fact that I'm there thinking about my pose and what I'm going to do next and what's going on overcomes really any bashfulness I might have about being naked in front of the rest of the people.
Okay, tell me about the first time you did it. It must have been a moment.
Well, yeah, it was at it was at Community University, which is sponsored by UMKC and this radio station. And it was a public group where people just gathered to share the cost of the model. And so there was probably, I don't know, 8 to 10 people there. And so, yeah, I was nervous. You know, you get up there. I'd never done anything like that before because basically I just called the coordinator, said, hey, I want to try modeling. He said, come on over. And so I went and basically just get on a platform. And he says, okay, take a 2-minute pose. And I take my robe off and strike a pose. So.
And what kind of pose did you strike?
Well, usually life drawing starts with gesture poses, which are anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes. So usually they want something dynamic where your arms and legs are, you know, something you can't hold for a long period of time, but where you show action or movement because it's an exercise in drawing for the artist to warm up.
Did you know that going into the gig? That
yes, I pretty much knew what would be expected of me as far as in general.
Now, is this lucrative work?
Well, I wouldn't say lucrative. I'm probably the busiest art model in Kansas City. For art, life drawing type stuff, not for photography. But so I'll pose, like last year I posed, average 20 hours a week. The pay varies from $10 an hour to $20 an hour.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't call it lucrative, but yeah. It's a big part of my income.
Yeah. Lewis, what's good about Kent in drawing Kent? Why is he a good model?
Kent is really, we've worked with Kent several times in my little drawing group, and he just really knows what to do. It's just amazing. I've had models that are experienced and inexperienced, and it's really a pleasure to work from a model that knows what they're doing.
And tell me the difference.
Well, basically, they know how to pose. They know how to get into a dynamic position. They know how to hold a position. They know how to move in kind of a classical way, the way you hold your hands, the way you point a foot, the muscle structure shows, and they know just kind of what to do.
Yeah. Now, I gather when you walk up and pose, you don't stand in front of the group and take off your socks one at a time. Do you do some preparation ahead of time?
Right. You would either – usually a model would wear a robe. So you would go into some other room and change out of your street clothes and put on a robe. And then you would – usually there's a platform or something that you're going to pose on. So basically you would get on the platform, and then when the – whoever it's time for you to start, then you basically just take your robe off, put it to the side, and take a pose.
You know, Karen, I'm just wondering about consumers out there. How interested are most art consumers, arts patrons, in buying pieces of art that feature nude models in them?
You know, that's a really good question. We had a panel discussion with this show, and we actually discussed that because it is a little bit of a problem when you're going into it thinking about the fact that if you do a landscape, you know pretty much it's going to sell. It's a harder sell when you do anybody, any figure, even clothed or not clothed. It's not even the issue. I think if you're buying a painting for your office, say, a landscape is going to be a lot more of a sellable item than, say, anything with a figure in it. So, yeah, it's something that we consider.
And why is that?
Well, I think I think a landscape, especially a Kansas landscape, which is something Louie and I both do a lot of, is not offensive to anybody. I mean, no one is going to be offended in any way by a landscape. Mm-hmm. But something like anything with a figure, it adds a little bit more of a psychological kind of impact on the painting or the drawing or the sculpture or whatever it is.
You know, Lewis, what do you make of this controversy? Mary Sanchez wrote a very good column about it today in the newspaper about this statue out in Overland Park featuring a nude woman, at least from in the chest area, and it's creating all kinds of waves and ripples all over the metro. What do you make of it?
Oh, I looked at it. I know his work. I think it's a pretty good commentary on society today. I mean, the idea of the young woman with her shirt open and her breast exposed taking a picture of herself, it's pretty indicative of, I think, culture that we live in these days. I don't know whether it's appropriate for that part in the Arboretum or not, but it's certainly a legitimate piece of art, I think.
Does it say something to you about attitudes of Kansans? Are we a little bit uptight? Are we missing something?
Well, I think so. I've traveled in Europe a lot, and, you know, there are nude statues everywhere in Europe, even in the Vatican. Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel is full of nudes.
Yeah.
So, and people in Europe, they grow up with that every day. So it's not a challenge to them. It's not anything that's offensive or anything like that. It's just part of natural life.
Kent, what do you make of all this? The nude statue controversy in Overland Park and the
Well, I've definitely been following it. And then plus when I get a lot of information by posing in classes and stuff, so things like that come up, and they've come up in a couple of life drawing sessions I've been in. Part of it is, I think, because I grew up in the Midwest, and I realized that there's that mentality that nudity should be hidden and not our bodies not shown. And one of the things I'm trying to do, and that I do in art modeling, and when I share with people that I am an art model, is to say, hey, we all have bodies. You know, the human body is beautiful, and why should we be hiding it and stuff? So part of my goal is to try to enlighten and educate people that, hey, and especially coming from me, because I may look like I don't look like some weird person, hopefully, that they see me and it's like, hey, I...
You don't look weird.
This guy's doing it. He's an art model, and, you know, I've been seen a lot. And so I think, I don't know, it is part of the Midwest mentality, but it's something that I'm hoping to change. And I wasn't surprised to see that, but...
Yeah, and so you call yourself an art model.
Yes.
Yeah. Renee writes us this: I worked as a nude model for a time. It was exhausting work and chilly, she writes. My grandmother was appalled, but I really thought it was important to help the other art students by offering a different body type. I have to say it was a little surreal to walk through a hallway lined with art of my nude body, though. Was it for you, too?
Yes.
Is that for you?
I mean, I still see that all the time. Like yesterday, I was at KU, and they had in the hallway in these glass cases. Now, it wasn't just me, but it was from a class that I'd posed for a lot, and probably one-fourth of the drawings were of me. So by this time, I'm getting used to it. But every time I see that, it is interesting that it's like, oh, my gosh, these are drawings of me. They've chosen to draw me, and here I am, and I don't know. It is surreal to see that stuff.
One of my neighbors asked me last night and asked me to ask you, what's it like when you bump into an artist who has drawn you nude and you see them at a social function, for instance?
Oh, well, I've had that a couple times. At first, it's a recognition thing, believe it or not. Because for me, it's I see so many people, so I'm posing, and there may be 10 to 20 people that I see, but I don't get to know their names. Now, they all see me, and they know me and recognize me, but they may not at first recognize me with my clothes on, and also I don't wear my glasses when I model. So
I was just going to ask you that.
There's a moment of, I think I know you, but I can't figure out why. And then suddenly they'll look at me. It's like, oh, yeah, you're the art model. I've drawn you. So
you know, Karen, yeah,
I was just going to say, you know, we feel like as artists, the models help us out. That, you know, we really appreciate our models, especially the really good ones. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, it's not kind of an uncomfortable thing like, oh, I've seen you naked kind of thing. We've drawn so many people.
Yeah.
We actually just kind of worship them, like, thank you for helping us create beautiful work.
You know, when you look, Karen, at a piece of art of a figure, human figure, what characterizes a good piece from a not so good piece?
You know, that's interesting because, you know, I curated the show and it's something that I considered. And what I was looking for when I chose work for the show was something that wouldn't be in, say, a Life Drawing 1 class. You know, what have we brought to the table? What have we brought to the piece that carries that a little further? Now, what that means is kind of dependent on the individual artists. I would say, like, to generalize, maybe some of the younger artists maybe did some more conceptual work within their pieces, and maybe the older artists, if you could generalize, but you can't really, maybe were more academic, but very skilled in their academic kind of work.
Yeah. And how about you, Lewis, as you look at this, what characterizes good work from not so good work?
Well, you can really tell the artists who really are serious about what they're doing, because you can tell that they put in a lot of time working on their rendering, working on their line work, their skills, and it just shows.
Yeah. Let's go to some phone calls. Homer from Kansas City, Missouri. Homer, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm the convener for the figure drawing class at Duke University, and I think Kent, I'm not sure if he started with me or if he had started with Gary Smith, who was a convener before me, but you'd asked the question before, what makes Kent a good model? And primarily, he's dynamic. He takes on interesting poses based on the level, the skill level of the people that I have in my class. He can give them an interesting pose that they won't have too much difficulty with. As I get more skilled people in the class, he can take on some fairly complex poses also.
Yeah.
You're never really doing the same thing twice with him. He's just overall a really great model, and probably the most important thing, there's a certain thing called model drift. He doesn't drift during a long pose. He will not slowly move from one way or another. From time to time, we have had models that didn't show up, and so people that were in the class, you know, we were closed at the time, but we'd take turns drawing each other, and I can tell you, if you think modeling is easy, try and hold a pose for even 5 minutes or 10 minutes. These guys, we pay them probably not nearly enough. So,
all right. Homer, I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Ken, how difficult is it to hold a pose for 2 minutes, 5 minutes? I never thought about that before.
Well, it depends. I mean, that's why I like to know how long I'm posing. But it is hard. Even the easiest pose, if you sat in the most comfortable chair, even for an hour, still, you still get some discomfort because the idea that you're not moving in gravity just weighs on your body. So basically what I do is that's why I want to know what's going to happen in the next 3 hours. Are we going to start with 1 minute and what do we do? And so if I'm doing a 1 minute pose, I want to know it versus a 30-minute pose because there's nothing worse to get into. A teacher says do 20 minutes and then it ends up being 40 minutes, and it's like, because I didn't plan for that. So
so you want to know in your head before you start what you're walking into here.
Because holding your arm over your head for a minute is easy. Holding it over your head for even 5 or 10 minutes becomes difficult because of the muscles.
And what are you thinking about as you're posing? What are you meditating? Are you thinking? You working out math problems?
A little of meditating. Because I'm an artist, I've learned a lot. I love just listening to if it's a class, I like hearing what the teacher's saying to the students. There's a little conversation of whoever's there. If it's just a public open drawing session, I like to hear the conversations, which I have to be real careful because sometimes I want to jump in and talk also.
Do you ever talk?
Occasionally. I try to limit it to somebody directly asking me a question. So, but generally, I should be sitting still and being quiet. I should be seen and not heard.
Lewis?
I was just going to say that a lot of times in our drawing and sculpting group, we've had models that would hold the same pose for like 2 days. I mean, not in a row. They take breaks, of course, but you'd actually use masking tape to tape down where their feet were or whatever so they can get back into the exact same pose.
Because that's important for the artist.
Right, yeah. And that's what the caller was talking about was the drift, where you might be spending 20, 30 minutes on a drawing, and if they move their hand one direction or another, it changes the whole drawing.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you'd have to start over.
So many questions on my Facebook page. Taylor asked this, how does he as a nude model differentiate between the sexual aspects of nudity and the artistic aspects of nudity? Where does he draw the line between the two when it comes to modeling?
Oh, you're asking me.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, well.
That's why you're here today, sir.
Well, when you're in the moment, it's not really a sexual feeling because you're there nude and there's people drawing you. And if you appreciate art, it's not a sexual thing. But I also have to say our sexuality of humanity flows throughout us and it's hard to just literally make it a black and white thing. So, I mean, there's poses that I might do that somebody might see as a sexual or certainly sensual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think you need to completely eliminate it. You just need to be professional about it and be respectful of what the artist is after. Maybe the artist is after something a little sexual or sensual or something. So I think the main thing is to do what the artist, respectful of the artist and what they're after, and then just be professional for your own sake.
You know, Lynn asked this, if he could be painted or sculpted by any artist in history, who would he choose and why?
That's a good question.
It's a great question, yeah.
I'm sorry, was that a question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you be sculpted or painted by if you could choose any artist in history?
Oh.
Michelangelo?
Schiele. Shelley?
Egon Schiele?
Yeah, Egon Schiele. Schiele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a German expressionist, and I really like his style. Plus, yeah. My art side likes him because he did self-portraits, and I also do some self-photography and stuff. So I like his style, plus I like kind of how he approached art with himself.
And Heather asks us this, Kent, what's the reaction you get from people when you tell them you're a nude model?
Well, I screen that because I also have other forms of income based upon if they say, what do you do? I kind of gauge who it is. But if I but otherwise, I just, you know, say I'm a nude model and I get various reactions. Some people are like, oh, my gosh. I had one somebody the other day and they said, I don't get it. Why do people want to draw nude people? So I don't know. It varies.
And Mark asked, does his contract have mandatory room temperature requirements?
Oh, I wish they did.
Do you?
Most of the time, I'm probably just a little bit chilly.
Really?
So, yeah. There's room heaters. But, well, think of it. In the summer, air conditioning's on, and it's not for the comfort of somebody nude. It's for the comfort of people. So rarely, and then in winter, it's hard to have the heat up that warm. So, but I usually have – they usually have room heaters and stuff that I can have, or space heaters.
Verna asked this, how long do you have to be still? How what's the longest you've gone in one pose?
Well, voluntarily, I did do an hour once seated very comfortably, and that was fine. Generally, the guidelines are anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes without moving. Occasionally, I might do a 40-minute pose, but I need to be comfortable. But 20 to 30 minutes is kind of guidelines for doing that.
Maybe just a last question. Do you usually like the pictures people paint or draw of you?
I don't know. Usually, I see some that are amazing, and I'm flattered that they did them. And then I see some that's like, oh, my gosh, that's not even me. That's a terrible drawing. So I don't know. I'd say mostly I find them interesting, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe not likable.
Well, listen, thank you all for coming in today. And again, the exhibit runs when, Karen?
Until June 30th at the Art Center in Lawrence.
Okay. And that's right where?
940 New Hampshire, right? A block away from Massachusetts
Street.
Right
off Mass. Okay. Well, Kent Van Dusseldorf, thanks for coming in.
Thank you
for
having me.
Nice to have time with you. Karen Mathis, good to have you too. And Lewis Kopp.
Yes, thank you.
Good to have you too.
Appreciate it.